With today's Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Susan Allen. In February this year, the U.S. Wheat Association and Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association urged the Canadian government to allow a free flow of grain in both directions across the border. 5 years after the closure of the Canadian Wheat Board, Robin Speer, executive director of the West Canadian Wheat Growers Association, does see some positive movement in this recent radio interview.
Average net returns over the last 5 years are higher. They have greater liquidity. They can go and buy fertilizer and new equipment and crop protection products. They can plan better. They don't have to wait for those payments based on that old system. They're able to invest. We see things like new craft breweries popping up. That couldn't have happened under the old system. There's new elevators, new investors, and in fact, just new options. Well, infrastructure improving as well. One of my farmer directors uses producer cars. He loads his own cars, ships them directly to a customer in the United States. That couldn't have happened under the board either. So all of that is positive and good news. And farmers now have freedom. And, you know, for that matter, they don't have to worry about going to prison any longer for donating a bag of grain to a 4-H club in Montana. So I think the majority of farmers are seeing this as a positive system, better prices, better competition, good news for modern farming in Western Canada.
The Canadian Wheat Board had been in place since the 1930s, with farmers required to sell wheat through the board since World War II. And that's today's Farm and Ranch Report. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Susan Allen.